Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner. Good morning, everybody. We are live on the Coach's Corner this morning. Joe Millage in for the vacationing Jason Summers. We've sent Jason Summers to a monastery today to get some quiet time and some solace and get prepared for what's to come this week. This you thought last Saturday was our sports spectacular. Today it gets nuttier, and next week is a big, big week in the world of Iowa sports. We've got state wrestling coming up. We've also got some basketball tournament action heating up as well. And so we're going to give Jason the day off to get rested and relaxed and ready to go. As our sports teams fan out across southern Iowa today, we'll be live in Knoxville with Steve Bunch and Joe Sinclair, as they bring you the Class 2A district wrestling action today, as many of the area teams, including Albia, send several wrestlers on towards that march for state. We'll also be fanned out to Pleasantville today, well, where we'll be broadcasting the updates from Class 1A districts. That includes Eddyville, Blakesburg, and some other area schools as well, Southeast Warren, Wayne, and many others, as the wrestlers today will once again embark on their road to state. It's number one and number two that gets to go and gets to advance, and we'll be bringing you all that live coverage for you. Today on the show, we'll be talking with Eddyville wrestling coach Brett Little in his first year and doing quite spectacularly, as Eddyville Blakesburg not only will send eight wrestlers today to Class 1A districts, they're sending their entire team to state wrestling duels next Wednesday at Wells Fargo. We'll also be talking with Dave Winger today and getting an outlook on how Albia perceives their chances today in Knoxville for Class 2A district wrestling. Albia with a stellar performance last weekend as well. We'll hear from Jim Nelson, the Davis County wrestler coach, as they send three on to districts today. And we're going to talk basketball as well, as Dan Stocker met up with Coach Woodard after Moravia girls win last week, and they advance to play Tuesday against Wayne. We've got basketball action for you tonight, as well as the Albia girls embark on a trip down to Davis County to take on Davis County in tournament action. It's a big Super Saturday part two, if you will, and we'll have all that coming up on the show. It's a big, big week, and it's a big, big coaches show here this morning, and we'll be back right after this timeout as we continue along. It's the Coach's Corner live on Community First Credit Union's Coach's Show, Thunder Country KIIC.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Well, welcome back once again, everybody. Joe Milligan for the vacationing Jason Summers, getting ready for a big week at Wells Fargo Arena as we'll head up there on Wednesday, start setting up the broadcast suite on the fourth floor of Wells Fargo. But today we're setting up broadcast equipment and locations in Knoxville and in Pleasantville for Class 1A and Class 2A district wrestling. And what in the world happened this week with West Marshall, the West Marshall wrestling program, and Don Bosco? They're in some hot water with the state, and the state says you better get it figured out and worked out between the two schools or we're going to have to step in. We'll talk about what happened with West Marshall as they're mixing it up a little bit with the powerful Don Bosco squad. We'll talk about that later on. But it was basketball last night. Albia wins in a non-conference victory over Moulton Udell, 71-67. And how about Matt Baker, 28 points. Tanner Kellogg, now his fifth time, his fifth game with 20-plus points. He had 24 last night and 23 rebounds as Albia closes the season with a win over Moulton Udell. And again, congratulations, Matt Baker with 28. Luke Sarver added a bucket. Ryan Sarver had four. Tanner Wynn with two. Zach Hugan with nine. Austin Luce with 4 points. And as we mentioned, Tanner Kellogg with 24. Baker, by the way, had 4 3-point goals. Moulton Udell had 10 3-point goals, but they shot cold everywhere else. And the Centerville Big Red boys basketball team, will they go all the way to state? Well, they're ranked third right now in Class 3A with a victory last night over Clark. They close out the regular season unbeaten and third ranked in the state. Congratulations to the Centerville Big Red. Now 74-55 was their win last night, and they will continue on, and we'll continue to watch them. Don't forget, tonight coming up right here on Thunder Country, Dan Stocker will be bringing you live basketball action as the Albia Lady Dees head on down Highway 34 down to Davis County, and they'll be taking on the Davis County Lady Mustangs in conference action as well, tournament action. But Dan brought us some exciting basketball action from our local Moravia Mohawks girls basketball team. They had a win on Thursday night, I believe it was, and they advanced to play Wayne on Tuesday. Well, Dan Stocker caught up with Coach Woodard right after that broadcast.
Head Lady Mohawks basketball coach from Moravia, Clint Woodward. Clint, congratulations on your win Thursday night on the first round sectional play against Mormon Trail Saints. Big win for you to start your postseason lives on.
Yes, thank you. That's since I've been here. This is my fourth year. This is our first district win, so it was big for not just the girls. So.
Yeah, no, and very much so. And, you know, you came in with a really outstanding record, 17-2, 17 and Twin Cedars, I think, isn't it? That's the two losses,
yeah.
Really. You know, a very good program in their own right, obviously. But, boy, what an outstanding season you've had. You've played some bigger schools, not just 2A, but 3A schools. You know, you just recently, last weekend, I believe it was a one-point win against Davis County, wasn't it?
Yep, 65-64.
Yeah, you know, so you're not afraid to take on all comers. A very nice mix in your team. It's not just senior laden either. You've got a lot of young people coming up, not just freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, but they're all helping contribute. But let's start with your senior. To me, the key for your offensive side is Caitlin Tracy. Talk about the season she's had and the effort she put in Thursday night on that win against Mormon Trail.
She was definitely getting hammered quite a bit. There was physical, but she's used to that by now. Every single game, that's what she does. She's, you know, averaging 18 on the year. Offensively, ever since her freshman year, she's been right around 18 a game. So,
You know, what impressed me is, too, you mentioned the physicality of the game, and it definitely was, as they had two players foul out from Mormon Trail and another one with four fouls. But she didn't appear to ever get rattled. You know, she would get whacked on. She wouldn't ever get all upset or look like it was, you know, upsetting her. She just was going about her game and very composed. And I know that she's been playing since a freshman and doing a good job, but that's got to help the rest of the team when they see a senior playing like that with that mentality.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's one thing that I want my girls, never lose their cool, just – you got to stay with it all 32 minutes. So,
you know, the other thing that really stood out on that game, as we called that, is the play of your freshman, Autumn McDaniel, who came in the second quarter. The first quarter it seemed awful tight, maybe a little tense, playoff action. Everyone gets a little nervous maybe. But Autumn McDaniel really turned it up starting in that, to me, that second quarter, and really jump-started the team. And she's just a freshman on this team. Talk about her performance again, not only Thursday night, but what you've seen out of her all year long as a freshman.
All year long, she's – I mean, it's been constant go, and that's – she doesn't know anything different, and I'm not going to tell her anything different. But she definitely was the spark plug, and that's kind of why I have Kendall and Autumn coming off the bench, because we need that spark plug instantly. You know, if we're not going where I think we need to be, then sub them in, and they get us to where we need to be.
You know, and then going back to the other side, you've got another senior at the point there, Mackenzie Smith, who has a really deft touch with that ball to getting into those post players. You know, not only to Caitlin Tracy, who's very skilled, but she has some really nice entry passes to Nicole Self when she was posting up, and then Kendall Brown, and then even inside to, I'm blanking right now, Jenna Sheehan. Right. Jenna did a nice job getting out the elbow a lot of times, and she would always find that open person out, and at the detriment of her own points. I mean, she's looking to get those assists more often than her own score.
Yeah, that's... she became our point guard last year. We were in need of one, and I know she dribbles all off season. She runs along the Unionville Highway with the basketball. So I knew she was going to be ready, and, you know, just she's came a long ways since last year, even as our point guard, just being smart with the ball, knowing where to go with it.
Again, I'm visiting with Clint Woodward, the head coach for the Moravia Lady Mohawks, who have come off their first-round sectional play Thursday night with a victory over Mormon Trail, a team you faced two times early in the year and had convincing wins, so you kind of knew that this one would be good. An easier win, if you will. Talk about what that's like coming in. What are you looking for? What are you trying to get your team to play for? You know, the win is probably, you know, as assured as you could probably be, but you're playing for more than just the win. So what's some of the attitude in the comments you had that you talked with the girls coming into tonight's game?
I just, especially the seniors, I told them, I said, we're 0-3 so far in district play. I said, we can't be 0-4. I said, I'm not ready to end yet. So that was one of the big things. And I try to push the girls every single game, try to just a new goal for them. And like I said, tonight our goal was to score. We needed 65-plus and hold them below 25. So just them little goals like that, that's all it takes for these girls. It doesn't take much to get them going.
You know, coming out, second-round action coming up Tuesday night here the 12th. At 7 o'clock, you get to host the second round, so that's always a good thing to get that home cooking. The girls are familiar with the gym, the balance, the roles, and all the things that go on here. And you, as we heard during our broadcast Thursday night, you're going to take on Wayne. Wayne Corden, they won 56-33 over Melcher Dallas. Now, Melcher Dallas is a conference opponent, so you know what that's like. What do you know about Wayne, or what can you kind of surmise from what you think you know about Melcher Dallas and how that played out and what that means for you coming into Tuesday's game?
We went and watched Wayne play Tuesday night, actually, and, you know, their defense is – it's never give up. It's kind of like our defense. We're not going to let nothing go easy. Offensively, they're trying to push the ball, so I'm hoping, and the girls are hoping, it's an up-tempo game. That's where we want it. So,
and you could see that certainly in Thursday night's game. You guys really did. Every chance you got that rebound, you're kicking that outlet pass, and whether it's Autumn McDaniel or more often than not Mackenzie Smith, you're really pushing that ball up court, and they're looking to get that quick points or a quick at least shot attempt. Maybe it's not always the points, but get the foul if you have to. And so is that something we can expect then Tuesday night's game? We'll just be up and down and go as fast as we can?
Yes, I do believe so. They're about six deep where we go. Just depends on what we need to go. So I do believe it's going to be up tempo, and I know we have more size than them, and you know we match their speed this year. They beat us here last year, and we match their speed this year most definitely. So.
And then one other final comment I'd like to talk about is, you know, as you finish up your game Thursday night, you had an opportunity to get the younger guys. As we talk, some of them will get quite a bit of playing time. But you finished the game with four freshmen and a sophomore on the court. And they didn't appear to be missing much or losing a step. And obviously a couple of those freshmen are playing a lot of minutes anyway. But you've got a good group coming through here that hopefully the stable's full for a few years to come.
Yes, in our eighth grade class, too, there's a couple of girls, I think there's five total, and they're all – I'm expecting big things right off the get-go next year for them. Obviously, our three big for next year will be Hannah Eastlick and Autumn and Kendall. So,
and really impressed you talk about Hannah Eastlick. I haven't had a chance to mention her yet. I thought she did a great job on that 1-2-2 defense. You know, she extends that defense out really high at that point position there. Long arms, quick hands, and she really harasses the players and causes a lot of turnovers, whether she gets her hand on the ball or not. Oftentimes they're making bad passes because of her. And that's got to make you feel good having a player like her on the team.
Yeah, especially when you got Autumn. You know, we don't really – sometimes, yes, we press, but the other times I just send them two up top and – it's fun to watch them just harass them.
Well, again, we're talking, visiting with Clint Woodward, the head coach of the Moravia Lady Mohawks. Clint, outstanding game from you Thursday night. We're looking forward to another great game out of you Tuesday night. Hopefully we can beat Wayne, and let's go to another step. Let's get to that next round of playoff action for the Lady Mohawks.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go all the way. So,
well, congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, I'm Dan Stocker. You're listening to this special interview with Clint Woodward, the head coach for Moravia Mohawks. And we look forward to their exciting game coming to you Tuesday night. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, Joe Millage back with you on the road this morning. The Coach's Corner on the road as we get ready and get set and go for the next round. It's district wrestling. Coverage today will come live from Pleasantville for Class 1A and also live from Knoxville, Class 2A. Filling in for Jason Summers today, who we've said he's at the Del Monte Carlo Monastery, getting a little bit of rest and relaxation before this week's live coverage from Wells Fargo Arena. And we're getting things set up as we speak on the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show. And we're talking now live with Brett Little, the first-year head coach, but not unfamiliar with the program at Eddyville-Blakesburg. And good morning, Brett.
How are you today, sir?
Good. Hey, I would imagine you guys are either on the road or you are pulling into Pleasantville as we speak, getting ready for weigh-ups, I believe, at 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, we got here about 10 minutes ago. Got all the boys checked in, all their weights where it needs to be, so we're feeling pretty good this morning.
Okay, so you guys have got eight wrestlers and everybody made weight, so you're looking good for your brackets then.
Yes. Yep, we feel pretty confident with where we're at right now. We had a good week of practice. Everybody's got the game plan. It's just going to be a matter of us going out and executing.
Well, Coach, talk to us also on the mechanics of this tournament. Now, you don't actually know the brackets yet. You don't know who you're going to be wrestling or if there will be any rematches from last week. You won't know any of that, last week or earlier in the season. You won't know any of that for a little while yet. Is that right?
No, actually, the brackets have been set up since last Saturday. We knew after sectionals last Saturday who our district pairing were going to be. There's two sectionals in every district, and the first and second place wrestlers from each sectional will be in the brackets today. So if we got first last week, we'll wrestle a kid that got second this morning. So we've got seven first second draws this morning and one second versus first. So we got seven favorable draws right off the bat this morning. That eighth one, we need to execute a game plan to have a chance to be in that match.
That's very good, Coach, and thanks for that information. As you look at those matchups, what do you see there? Anything you said it looks favorable, but what jumps out at you?
The first one right off the bat, 160. We've got number one ranked kid, Tyler Filbert from Tri-County Montezuma, first round. Obviously, on a piece of paper, that's not a match that looks very good for us, but we've got an athlete that... If he follows the game plan, he's going to be in that match at the end. He's just got to want it more today. The other seven, we're favored on a piece of paper, which doesn't mean anything. Like I said, it's going to come down to our boys. They're just going to have to go out, and they're going to want it more than the other kids. But this time of year, it's all mental.
Right. And was it that Brett Wersta that was seeded fourth last week that ended up getting first place?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yep.
And I believe he was wrestling JV and then ended up coming up and filling in for another wrestler that had an injury. So an outstanding result there, and really a little bit of a surprise, but a welcome surprise last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows depth in our program that our starter was Corey Archer. He had a tear in his meniscus, ended up having surgery a week ago. So at that point, then that got escalated from JV to varsity. And he made the most of his opportunity. We told him that day that, you know, you never know when you're going to need to be called on, but whenever it's your turn, you got to be the next guy in line. And he took advantage of his opportunity last week. Big thing that we preached to him this week is not to be satisfied with just being a district qualifier. Let's put another week's worth of work in, and let's get our butt to the state tournament.
Very good, Coach. Well, you bring eight wrestlers today to Pleasantville. There's only one other team out of the eight or nine or ten teams here that brought more, and that's Tri-County Montezuma. How do you guys match up with them? I would assume that some of your matchups are right off the bat against Montezuma wrestlers.
Yeah, we have six first-round matchups against them right off the bat. It's going to go a long ways. Whoever wins more of those first six matches is going to be sitting in the driver's seat to win the district tournament today, too. So, like I said, our kids all know what they got to do. They're prepared. It's just a matter of going and executing now.
And last week, Coach, when you were talking with Megan Black, who had some injuries and some illnesses throughout the season, I asked you right before her match what you said to her, and you said, we're going to control what we can control and everything else we can't worry about. And I would assume that you're giving that same message to your wrestlers this morning.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, that was a tough spot for all of us to be in last week with Megan. She's one of a kind, but ultimately, at the end of the day, someone else went and executed the game plan better than what we did, and result of that is why she's at home and those boys are still wrestling. But that's what we tell our kids every day. There's things that you can control, there's things you can't control, and the things that we need to worry about are the things that we can't control, because every day in life, you're going to have situations come up that you have no control over, but you got to make the best of them. And with our team qualifying for state duels next week, you know, Megan's still going to get another opportunity to wrestle. And we're just trying to keep those kids focused on that prize as a team moving forward, too.
Yeah, and Megan finished in third place and in 113, just missed advancing by one slot. But you've got the 120 slot with Jaron Glosser. You've also got the second place finish in 126 with Cody Brown. That was some exciting matchups last week. And 132, of course, Blake Maroff. What an outstanding wrestler. I believe, is he now 38 or 39-1 on the year?
Yes. Yep. So he.
And then 138, Jason Crosby advances. You've been, got Tucker Black at weight class 145 that also advances. You didn't get your 152 wrestler. 160, of course, the Brett Wursta advances. And a lot of these names, you know, we remember from last year. Dylan Pigsley from Eddyville Blakesburg at 182 advances, and we'll be listening for him today as well. And, of course, Brother Chance Wursta at 220 will be wrestling today as well. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a successful year. We look forward to covering you at Duels on Wednesday, and also, of course, all your wrestlers coming up. Real quick, how do you feel about having to wrestle just one day before the individual wrestling starts at state?
Personally, I don't think it's the best situation to put kids in. Obviously, we're going to have to compete in three duels that day, make weight a day earlier than everybody else. Just the stress of trying to compete for your team on Wednesday, when ultimately at the end of the day, most of these kids grew up with the dream of being an individual state champion next Saturday night. That being said, it's an honor for our program to be where we're at. We're not going to wrestle to get second place either, though. There's going to be a few matchups strategy-wise where some of our qualifiers might not wrestle certain kids from certain schools just based off the fact that if we need to beat them Thursday, Friday, or Saturday at the traditional state tournament, I'm not going to show our game plan on Wednesday, because ultimately Wednesday is going to be what it's going to be. I think that all the principals and superintendents in the school throughout the state need to get a hold of Mr. Bestie in Des Moines and tell them their displeasure with the way this is set up right now, because ultimately, to me, it's based off of what the state can do to make the most amount of money, and it's not based off of what's best for the student-athletes. And I don't think that's fair.
Student-athletes or the schools, you're exactly right, I think, Coach. And I know there was a lot of talk about that last year, because you may fail by winning. In other words, you won as a team, so the team advances, have to wrestle in three duels on Wednesday, turn right around, and as you said, make weight a day earlier, but turn right around and have to wrestle individually. And you got to believe that your wrestlers got it in them, but it does put you maybe at a little bit of a disadvantage.
Like I said, wrestling's wrestling. I mean, the biggest thing right now this time of year is the mental. You've got to be able to get them ready for each and every one of those matches. The physical part's done. I mean, they're in as good a shape they're going to get. Their technique's as good as what it's going to get. But mentally, you've got to find a way to get them up another six or seven times to keep them focused on what their main goal is. Ultimately, having to do that three more times on Wednesday than 95% of what the rest of the state's got to do, I'm not going to say it's a disadvantage, because, like I said, we wrestled to get there. We earned our spot. No one gave it to us. So ultimately, we made the decision to put ourselves in that situation. But the state can do a lot for everybody by not making it an issue and either moving it forward into the middle of the season during Christmas break or something, or moving it the way it always was before, the week after traditional state.
Exactly. All right, Coach. Very good. Well, I know you're with your wrestlers in Pleasantville. I will actually be there in Pleasantville with you today, and Joe and others will be in Knoxville. But congratulations on a great season. I'm sure we'll be talking again. It's always fun to, Coach, watch you and your other coaches hollering from the sidelines. I know you're probably the loudest coach that I've heard from the sideline of a wrestling tournament. But congratulations. Real quick, Coach, you want to just give a shout-out to your coaches that help you all season?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Coach Crosby, Coach Van Dorn, Coach Dyke, Coach Johnson, Coach Cheston. Like I said, it's a complete effort from everyone that's in our program. Our community does a good job being behind us. Our principal and athletic director and superintendent are behind us. And we've got a good group of kids. I mean, I might have the title as the head coach, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's a collective effort by everyone to get us to where we're at right now. And I'd also like to wish all of the other schools in our area, in our conference and in our area, and their head coaches and athletes today, the best of luck to We've got a lot of very good, talented kids in our area right now, and I think that we are going to be very well represented next week at the state tournament.
I believe you will too, Coach, and you were well represented last week as you hosted sectionals, and good job from your fans and all the folks that helped out there, and Curtie Johnson, Johnston does a great job as athletic director there at Rocket Nation. All right, Coach, we'll meet up with you in a couple minutes. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. You have a good afternoon.
All right, that's Brett Little, and of course he is going to be in some mixed company today as at districts in Pleasantville. Cardinal sends three wrestlers, Eddyville, Blakesburg, of course, sends eight. Moravia has two that we'll be following. Pekin with two, Pleasantville with two. Sigourney Keota brings five. Southeast Warren brings five. Tri-County Montezuma brings nine. Wayne has a wrestler. Linville Sully has five, and BGM of Brooklyn also has five. When we come back, we're going to talk to Coach Dave Winger from Albia, Blue Demon wrestling team, and find out what's in store for the Blue Demons at Knoxville coming up today at noon. Everything kicks off today at noon. You're listening to the Coach's Corner live on the road on Thunder Country KIIC.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
He's competing as hard as he can. We've already got a stall call against Bryce Leshen. Probably the right call.
3-0 Leshen out in front here. 1:20 to go in the third period. Cowan and Leshen going at it. Here's a shot by Leshen. Ankle pick. He's in deep on the single leg.
And this is a clock eater,
yes,
Jason. He can hang on to this leg for at least 20 seconds, try to suck it in, and
he's
let Cowan try
he's got
to make
elevation
a
here. And now he's trying to get that elevation. Gets him dumped down. And Leshen got him on his back. Leshen with the takedown. 5-0 lead here. Nearly got those back points there as he brought him down to the mat. And Leshen trying to hold on here for the final 54 seconds.
Hey, Tanner Cowan, he was going to try a splato right there, which could have easily went five for Cowan, but Bryce did a nice job of countering.
He did a really good job getting his hips down low on that one. And there's a Granby roll again by Cowan. And I can see that coaches for Albia have coached Bryce Leshen on the Granby roll. Bryce Leshen has a counter for every time that Tanner Cowan stands up Granbys or sits out Granbys. And Leshen, with that deep waist ride, is using it to his advantage here. With 26 seconds left, we've got a stall call.
And a 1 point given to Cowan.
That makes the score 5-4, folks. And I wouldn't be surprised if...
Cut him.
5-1. 5-1. It's a 4-point advantage for Bryce Leshen, and a really quick stall call there by the official. I like to see him do that. Makes these kids wrestle.
Well, there's a Granby roll this time again by Cowan, trying to do a sit-out switch. Keeps moving. Leshen did a good job of avoiding the first one, but now the second one's there. Now the reversal. and no separation. As Cowan trails 5-3 here. Here's a shot by Leshen in deep on the single leg.
It's 3-6. Escape for Leshen. 3-6. Your champion will be Bryce Leshen at 126, and the crowd goes wild.
Yes.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Oh, that's just some of the action that you heard last Saturday, and it's going to repeat itself most likely today with some exciting wrestling. As we have Joe Sinclair will be along with us in Knoxville, along with Steve Bunch, and I will be over in Pleasantville covering Class 1A. Of course, 2A, exciting. We've got Albia advancing 7 wrestlers, and head coach Dave Winger, once again, very generous with his time, joins us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I think you're probably somewhere near me. I'm in Knoxville getting our equipment set up. You guys are here. Have you gotten inside and made weight and everything looks good?
The boys are walking in as we speak. So I held back in the suburban here, and the boys are walking in as we speak.
Okay, well, I might I'm probably only a few yards from you, but anyway,
yeah.
Hey, how about this deal? We give Jason Summers the Saturday off when you've got to work. I don't know that he's earned it yet.
Well, you know, I don't either. You know, I can't quite figure that out. But you know, we'll just keep plugging away, and we'll let let Jason enjoy himself and take the weekend off, and we'll have some fun back here.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, you guys are in Knoxville, 4 districts. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we, find out who's going to state. You got to finish first or second at districts here. There are 8 district locations around the state of Iowa. Knoxville is today's battlefield. And tell us, how are the wrestlers feeling? Everybody healthy? Everybody appears that they'll make weight. Where are we at this morning?
Yeah, we're doing great, Joe. We good question. We brought the kids in early this morning, and we always like to get a match in before, you know, we wrestle, so to get the edge wore off a little bit, and they were able to do that this morning, and got a good workout in and a good sweat going, and yeah, the weights are fine, and you know, every week that we move on, we get a little bit more healthy, actually, which is kind of odd this late in the year. You'd think we'd get worn out a little bit more, but Dalton Folkerts is getting his thumb better, and Bryce Leshen had a sore knee, you know, the past couple weeks, and that's getting a lot better. So, actually, we're getting tougher as the time goes by here late in the season. But, weights are good, health is good, and I think the mental side of it's really good this morning, too, after talking to the kids this morning and getting them ready for weigh-ins this morning.
Well, it's interesting you say that. That's also what Coach Little just got done saying, that at this point you're as physical as you're going to get. At this point, it comes down to your mental capacity.
Yeah, and we worked on that a lot this morning. You know, we got a good workout in, and then we just shut the lights off and, you know, relaxed and focused and tried to think about what our day was going to look like or what we envisioned our day to look like. And at this point in time, actually all year long, you know, I really don't have to get these kids focused. You know, they've been around wrestling long enough to where they're going to be ready to go. And it's really an awesome thing to see. You know, the kids, when they get serious, they're a lot of fun to just observe and watch. And I'm excited to see how they'll do here in a couple hours.
As are we. And Coach, congratulations. What an outstanding season. Of the 14 or 15 schools that will represent here today in Knoxville for Class 2A, Albia brings the second most. Creston has 11 wrestlers here today, and I have no idea the strength of that section down there in southwest Iowa. But Albia brings 7 wrestlers in today. As you look at the brackets and the matchups, any rematches, anything that stands out, any matches that are going to be one hell of a fight?
Yeah, every bracket's going to be awesome. You know, it's these guys got to where they're at today because they're good wrestlers. So, there's a possibility that we'll see every match that we had last week. You know, if everything boils down the right way, I'm not anticipating that at some weight classes, but there's definitely a possibility that we'll see some rematches from last week's sectional. But the good thing about our schedule, Joe, is that our schedule is set up perfectly. You know, we're able to see a lot of these teams early in the year. We saw Creston, and we know where we rank, match up with them guys pretty well. And I like our chances against the Creston kids. And really the only unknown right now is ADM. I'm not real sure, you know, we can have common opponent against, you know, Creston has wrestled them, obviously, being in that side of the sectional. So, you know, we can make some pretty good guesses as to what we're in for. But with ADM, that's still the unknown. But we know where we sit with Creston, and we know where we set with Central Decatur and Winterset. So we're feeling pretty comfortable. Obviously anything can happen this time of year, but it's nice to be able to compare and see where we rank head-to-head with these kids.
Very good, Coach. Well, I know this is an exciting time because, there's no other feeling than when you walk onto the floor, Wells Fargo Arena for state. And I know these kids, they've all at least tasted some piece of that, whether they wrestled there before or whether they went to watch a wrestler there. And there's no other feeling. And I can imagine the appetite in their stomach right now is pretty high.
Yeah, no question. We talked about that this morning, too. Actually, this is the day that I live for. This is the day that all of the work that we put in over the last year, especially the last 3 months, but over the course of the last 12 months, it all boils down to one day. It all boils down to really two matches, and it's a high stakes day, and the nerves get to going a little bit. And you got the butterflies, and you have a little self doubt, and clammy hands. But that's normal, and it's really a pretty awesome feeling. But once the wrestling starts, and once you toe the line, and once you get out there and get ready to go, those things go away, and the kids can do what they've trained to do. And we talked about that this morning. When you put your toe on that line, the guy across from you wants the exact same thing that you do. So. It's going to be a scrap, and you got to get in there, and you got to be ready to go. And I feel that we're really focused and ready to go. I think it's going to be a big day. I like the number seven. Seven's a lucky number. So, when we broke down our huddle this morning, we said seven, and we really think that we can do that.
Well, that's interesting because Jason is at the monastery El Monte Carlo, and so maybe he can drop a few sevens for you there as well. But Coach, I know you want to get in with your players and get them all checked in, so we're going to let you go. But I also know, as one of the biggest fans of KIIC and our streaming, you'll have family tuned in from all across the United States.
Yeah, no question. Actually, Joe, my mom made the trip over from Nebraska. Wrestling's a family affair no matter where you're at. And my mom made the trip in with my aunt, and I'm excited about that.
So,
I can spend some time with them. And
so the Cornhuskers aren't playing somewhere?
No, they're not today. So we're going to take the day off, but I'm sure that we'll be seeing some red in the crowd somewhere for sure.
I'm kidding you. All right, Coach. Hey, good luck today. Wrestlers hit the mats at noon. Joe Sinclair will be live here today at noon, and we can't wait to hear about those pins or decisions from Knoxville. All right?
That's right. Time to go kick some butt. Thanks, Joe.
I love it. All right, Coach Winger, and congratulations. Albia bringing seven. ADM has seven. Knoxville bringing four today to their host facility. Centerville brings five today. Central Decatur, two here at Knoxville. Sheraton has four wrestlers in action today. Clark with two. Creston with 11. Davis County brings three. We're going to talk to Jim Nelson here after the break from Davis County. And I-35 brings two. Winterset has four. It's going to be a big day, and it all kicks off at noon. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jim Nelson, Davis County head wrestling coach, as our trip around southern Iowa and talking with coaches this morning continues right here on the Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union, but on the road today on Thunder Country KIIC.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs. Russell Livestock Market is having a special bred heifer and bred cow sale on Saturday, February 9th. Weigh cows at 10 a.m., breads at 12 noon. If you're looking to expand your herd, you need to be at this sale. There will be over 1,200 head. A few of the consigners are Beavers Cattle Farm, Ron Hartman, Jason Cox, Allison Brown, Castle Ranch. This is just a short list of what you can find for bred cows and heifers at the Russell Livestock Market auction on Saturday, February 9th. For a complete listing, check out their website at www.russelllivestockmarket.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, back on the Coach's Corner, and I know our broadcasters do a great job trying to convince folks to come up to these, but I'll just also put out a plug as well. If you're not doing anything, folks, today, come on up and cheer your wrestlers on. Of course, the match here will be at the Knoxville High School, not at the middle school. The high school is on West Madison, and that's right near the hospital, just off of Highway 14. There's some signs that'll point you in the direction here, kind of out in the open field. We're just real close to the hospital here in Knoxville. And at Pella Christian, or excuse me, I'm sorry, at Pleasantville, it's at the high school as well, and that's fairly easy to find in downtown Pleasantville. Hey, what was going on with West Marshall wrestlers? They're in a little bit of hot water with the state as they lined up for a photo. The wrestlers had written some colorful language on their arms, and as they lined up, those letters on their arms spelled something, and that was a direct message to the folks at Don Bosco. So the wrestlers, nobody knew what the symbols meant on their arms until they lined up for a photo, and the state of Iowa has said, you two schools better get this figured out or we're going to step in. So it'll be interesting to see how West Marshall school officials handle the message sent over to Don Bosco. Don Bosco every year fights for number one and usually gets number one or number two in the tournament in Class 1A. And they're a tough, tough contender. Great wrestling program there at Don Bosco. You're going to hear a lot from them this week coming up at state as we move our coverage on Wednesday up to Wells Fargo Arena. Well, we're going to close things out here in a little bit, but first, our Dave Schooley had an opportunity to talk to Davis County head wrestling coach Jim Nelson earlier, and we'll play that. We'll have a quick look at Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim, and then things kick off again here at noon, and join us again for our coverage, which will probably kick off shortly before noon, right here on 96.7 FM and on the World Wide Web at KIICradio.com. I'm running out of time, but don't have enough time to tell you about a new app that's coming out very soon. In fact, this week, we'll be here telling you a lot more about it. You'll be able to get all your wrestling updates and scores and lots more with our new Thunderbolt app coming out this week. All right, let's go to Dave Schooley talking to Jim Nelson.
A little bit about maybe not your secrets to success, but the things that you do with your squads, you know, in terms of conditioning, building their strength, the wrestling moves. You know, talk to us about your workouts and how the practices go.
Our workouts, just we push them hard in that practice room, and it's really in your face style wrestling, not passive. We kind of get aggressive. You got to earn your takedown, you got to build it, and, you know, you got to dig in. So you got to do a lot of muscling around a little bit. And if they're doing it right, they're getting in great shape just wrestling alone. Well, we get some sprints with them once in a while, some other exercises in the room. Most kids, we ask them to go for weightlifting classes. So they take a weightlifting class during the day at school. And so a lot of them are building strength there because, you know, you have about two-hour workout there, and that's pretty tough on a kid. You got to let your body rest, especially in the wrestling. It's nonstop in that room. Don't take too many breaks. Get a water break once in a while.
Keep them moving, and that keeps them from horsing around.
Yeah.
I've noticed that in basketball practice as well. You know, you just work hard, and you don't have to do so many sprints at the end because they've been getting that conditioning as they go and trying to limit the standing around.
I tell you, once I get them in shape, I have a hard time getting them out of practice. I'm thinking, well, let's go home for a day. Let's do another 15 minutes, they'll say. I love you guys. It's just good to hear
there
that.
There you go.
You know, most kids are afraid to get out of practice. So when practice done, after I get them in shape, they can't get enough of it.
Oh, great. So, okay, you've talked about conditioning. You've talked about building their strength and just the repetition and the practice. When we were talking the other day, you were talking about nutrition, how important nutrition is for these kids. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, they got to, you know, be careful what they eat. You know, of course, most of them try to start out a weight class, and by the middle season, they drop the weight class naturally just from all the exercise they get from me. And then they get eating correctly and sleeping correctly. They get real healthy. And, you know, we talk about not eating those ho-hos and ding-dongs and the donuts and all that stuff because it just kind of kills your bloodline. You'll see kids have, right after weigh-ins, they get to eat a little bit right after their weigh-ins, and a lot of times you can tell who ate something bad. Mm. Well, they had a choice that match, they hit the wall. That stuff just kind of, I always call it blood killers.
Wow.
And then they start believing it after a while, and there's a few times they can't get rid of that, you know, the habit of eating that Pop-Tart or whatever it is, you know, and then they start eating a little better. They still eat a little junk food on me, I know they do.
Well, they're kids.
Yeah.
They are still kids. Okay, so we advanced these three young men into the districts, and I don't know if you have those pairings. Do you know who these kids are going to be wrestling in their opening round?
I do. 106, Walker Henderson is going to wrestle a kid from Winterset. And he's 31 and 13, and, of course, Walker's 23 and 7. So record-wise, comparatively, pretty close. And that kid has one more year experience maybe, and he's a 10th grader. So I think we got a good shot there of pulling that off. And then Cody Smith, he's up against a kid from Creston. Creston's been really a strong success last few years here. And but their comparative record, 31-13 record, gets Cruz Addison from Creston. And they're both 11th grade, so it could be an interesting match there. Cody uses, like I said, he has a little own little savvy out there that he does. He might throw a kid off like that.
Great.
And then my workout partner there, Ben Kinkart, he's wrestling another kid from Creston, Nathan Robinson. Ben lost him early in the year, but he was beating him at the time. This is the first term of the season, so I know Ben's really improved a lot since then. And so I think Ben believes it now, too, that he remembers wrestling that kid. I could beat him. I said this was experienced as much early in the season, Coach. So he's already believing that, so that gives me a positive.
Great.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. As the second half of the Big 12 race begins, the Iowa State Cyclones find themselves in the thick of the title chase as they get set for today's visit to Kansas State. At 7-2, the Wildcats are tied for the league lead with Kansas, while the Cyclones are a game back and tied for third with Oklahoma State.
But our guys have been very resilient. You know, we've bounced back from tough defeats all season long. You know, we were two plays away from, you know, being in a great, you know, for us being in a top spot, you know. But that being said, we're not. We found a way to bounce back and take care of business after those tough losses, and that's obviously very important. in a league that, you know, that each and every night you go on the floor, it's going to be a heck of a battle.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones are 16-6 overall. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says his Hawkeyes desperately need a home game right now. The Hawks host Northwestern today after their postseason hopes took another hit when they let a big road win slip away for the third straight time in a double overtime setback at Wisconsin. McCaffrey says he was proud of the effort despite a string of frustrating losses and says the Hawkeyes have been close to making it a special season.
I picked certain plays. I said, now that play didn't cost us the game, but if you eliminate that play, Melson, and you eliminate that play, Zach, and you eliminate that play, Dev, you know, we can still survive 49 missed shots, a few missed free throws, a couple second shots for them, and still win. You know, so those are the things that we've got to do. We've got to challenge each guy to a man to improve just a little bit.
Iowa's 3-7 in the Big Ten, 14-9 overall. Women's basketball today, the Iowa State Cyclones are at home to take on Kansas State. I'll have more sports after this.
Max, the INS dude here, helping INS honor athletes across Iowa. Here's your INS Player of the Week.
In 4A, Bettendorf junior Nicholas Bear averaged 14 points and 10 rebounds in two wins. He posted a double-double in a victory over Davenport Assumption with 12 points and 11 boards. Boone's Logan Losh is the winner in 3A. The senior averaged 26 points and 8 rebounds in two games. He scored 30 points, including 3 of 7 from three-point range, and grabbed 9 rebounds in a loss to Carroll. Des Moines Christian's Jarrett Jones is the winner in 2A. The senior averaged 22 points and 3 assists in a pair of victories. He scored 20 points, including 6 of 9 from three-point range in a win over Woodward Granger. And in Class 1A, Lamar's Galen Jr. Blake Wilchin averaged 15 points and 9 rebounds in a pair of victories. Wilchin scored 18 points, hauled down 10 rebounds, and had 3 assists in a victory over Spalding Catholic.
INS and your local independent telecommunications company, actively supporting high school athletics and the youth of Iowa's future.
Simpson women's basketball coach Brian Nemeth will try to earn career victory number 500 today when the Storm visit Loras in Iowa conference play. Simpson has already clinched the league title, the 11th under Nemeth, who's in his 26th year at the helm. Nemeth has had opportunities to move on, but says he enjoys working at Simpson.
I figure I've never really worked a day in my life at Simpson. It's always been, I enjoy it so much, it's not work to me, and I can't picture myself doing anything else at this time. It's just something that I just love. It's a passion, obviously, something I love to do, and I think the players help keep me young and invigorated, and they supply me with a lot of energy, and so hopefully it'll last for a while.
Simpson is 21-1 overall, the second best start ever under Nemeth as head coach. They're 11-0 in Iowa conference play. Girls basketball regional tournament action begins tonight in classes 3A and 2A. In class 3A, some of the rated teams in action. Top-ranked Davenport Assumption plays Comanche. It's number 2 MOC Floyd Valley against Sergeant Bluff Luton. Third-ranked Estherville Lincoln Central takes on Algona. It's fourth-ranked Cascade against Dyersville Beckman. At number 5, Bondurant Farrar plays PCM Monroe. All the rated teams in class 2A have a bye tonight. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Broadcasting from high atop historic Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. A massive winter storm continues.